-3 is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
-3 with Dave Dameshek.
Welcome to week 15, which me and my pals are just about to spoil for you by telling you all the final scores and the best player props. You know, just because your fantasy football regular season is over doesn't mean the real regular season is. Matter of fact, much hash left to be settled, about a quarter of the regular season left to go. So let's go, just like the Chiefs are going to go on to New England after that Kadarius Toney offsides and all the related histrionics. Don't know if you guys caught any of that. Funny, KC's playing the Patriots this week, considering our league's last major offside scandal was Dee Ford lining up offside in the 2019 AFC title game against the New England Patriots. In this one, sad times in Foxborough. The home team +9.5, despite that victory in Pittsburgh more than a week ago. Total on this one, 37.5. I say take the Chiefs all the way up to 11. Kevin Hench, how say you?
Yeah, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to be screaming at Bailey Zappi about a perfectly good call at the end of this one. You know, you try to talk yourself into the Patriots keeping it close, and then you realize how long an NFL game is, and the Chiefs will pull away 27-13 as the window closes on the Bill Belichick era in New England.
It sure seems that way. Eddie Spaghetti.
Yeah, you would think after the Patriots, I guess, somewhat surprising win on a Thursday night football and the Chiefs bad loss, that we'd have a different feeling going into this game. But I think this is kind of like a get right game for the Chiefs. I have them winning 38-16. I think Mahomes looks better. I think Travis Kelce will look better and will score in this game. He hasn't scored since like the end of November. So I think he's going to get right again. And he has 10 games with 7+ targets. And I will say, as a quick note, we are recording this Wednesday. No official player props yet for every game. So I'm going to have to give you stats like this. But again, get right game for the Chiefs here. They'll get back on the W column.
Eddie Spaghetti says the theme of this game is getting right. Let's hope we're right with our picks here. And I think it's get right month for the Chiefs. The whole thing. They should run the table between now and the end of the regular season, the way things set up for them. Our ruggedly handsome aggregate of our three picks, Brady Lemieux, says the Chiefs win it by more than 15 points. Moving on, Cowboys Bills shootout between Ole Wes avatars and a Super Bowl 28 rematch. Emmett was the MVP. Thurman lost his hat. And of course, that whole game was itself a rematch of Super Bowl 27. If it makes you feel any better, Bills fans, the only thing most people remember from that game was Leon Lett not scoring a touchdown. And I bet what really, really makes you feel better is another win against another good team, if you can get it against the Cowboys on their way up there. I don't think it's offside to say that. You're picking up what I'm laying down, ain't you, Kadarius? The Bills giving to America's alleged team. I say the Bills do it. They win by 6. Hench, I'll see you.
I'm in your garage here, too. I think, you know, Spaghetti's talking about a get-right game coming up for KC. I think the Bills got right against the Chiefs. They looked like the team that we all thought they might be this year. I mean, I still want them to go under 10.5 wins, obviously.
You're the one who said under 10.5, the team we all thought.
But all right, not everybody, not me. But they sure looked good on both sides of the ball against the Chiefs. And, you know, the Cowboys dazzled us at home against the Eagles, but they're just a different team home and away. I say the Bills 24-21.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, Hench is right with that, with the home and away here. But I think there's something with this Bills team. Lately, everyone's saying, oh, if they get in the playoffs, like, watch out for them. They could win the Super Bowl. I think we're kind of, like, overshadowing. Like, this is a huge deal. Josh Allen's interception rate, which is what my player prop is, he's going to throw one in this game. 11 and 13 games this year, he's thrown one. 8 games with multiple interceptions. Obviously, we see what Deron Bland's doing. The Cowboys are tied for 4th in the NFL with 13 picks. Getting, like, losing the offensive possession is a huge deal. And I think Dallas proved me in that Philadelphia Eagles game. I did pick the Eagles. I think Dallas actually is legit, and they're going to win this game 30-28.
Brady Lemieux sees it as a tight one, too. He says the Bills win it by a little bit more than 2 points there. By the way, quick look in the rearview mirror to see how we got here. And well, look what's finally happened. Hench has caught and passed me. He's now up 1. Eddie Spaghetti, not too far back himself at 5 over. 500 on the season and still leading the way. There he is. Brady Lemieux, 25 over. But what's done is done. Bears headed east. on I-90 to play the Brownies. Chicago's got the sports town lead in that head-to-head. No need for a follow-up between the two towns' basketball teams. Jordan settled that hash eons ago. Elo knows what I'm talking about. Same goes for baseball. No, not the Southside guys. I mean the Cubs over the Tribe in the 2016 World Series. This is a pro football game we're talking about. Chicago Bears underdogs at the dog pound. Brownies given 3, total is 37.5 at last check. I say the Bears go in there and win it. I like the way Fields and company are playing here. 2019, Hench, how say you?
Oh, you're finally seeing the light, check. Part of the reason I've caught and passed you in our picks league is because I've been picking these Bears during this hot streak, and I'm sticking with them. I love the way they're playing, and I love the fact that they may leave a quarterback on the board for my Patriots to draft. I like the Bears 30-20 over the Flaccos.
Ooh, I think they are starting to really, really consider. I think we have to keep Fields here and draft
yes,
around
do.
Him.
Yes, right?
I think so.
Marvin Harrison.
Good pick. Spaghetti, how say you?
Yeah, I guess that's my hot take, or I guess not so hot take, that the Bears better keep Justin Fields averaging 5.1 yards per carry this year, had over 50 rush yards in 5 of 9 games. His last 17 games, which is now an NFL regular season, 1,200 rush yards. The Bears got to keep him. So am I picking the Bears? I'm not. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns here, 21-17. It only took their, what, first, second, third? This is our fourth quarterback now. We're going to be talking about Joe Flacco heading into the year 2024. It's crazy. I love that defense. That defense is so good. But like I said, Fields over rush yards in this game. Don't have a number on it yet. He's going to have to improvise because that defense really is legit. And they're going to be, if they get in the playoffs, those Browns defense, you don't want to play them.
Hey, you got to start zigging against Hench's zag if you want to catch him, let alone Brady Lemieux. Brady Lemieux, by the way, is on the Bears along with us. He says they're an outright winner. Ravens and Jags with a big one in Duval County. Ravens chasing that number one seed. Jacksonville was too, but now should probably be more concerned about holding off the teams behind them in the South. Quick bit of history. These two teams used to be in the 6-team AFC Central between 1999 and 2001. Hench, instant trivia. Name the other 4 teams.
Oh, God. Titans.
Okay, that's the toughest one.
All right.
Pittsburgh, yeah. Cleveland, Cincinnati. Come on, man. Keep up here. Let me squeeze in a quick break here.
Let me ask you a question, Eddie Spaghetti. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook?
But before you answer, 2 words, Caesars Rewards. Those are the 2 words. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer.
I'm talking about hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, even more than just that. It's not only an app, it's an empire. 21 plus must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jacksonville +3.5 at home against the Ravens, total 43.5. You know what? I think Trevor Lawrence showed something with that performance, even in a loss, even with the three picks up in Cleveland. This time he gets over the hump, 24-23. Hench, how say you?
Well, you know, last week I felt so good about my Rams winning outright in Baltimore.
And We had it.
We pulled it off. And obviously, they covered the big number, but I really wanted to crow about that pick. The Ravens right the ship this week with a 27-20 win against the Jags. You know, Christian Kirk's a pretty big loss for the Jags. And man, I got to say, as someone who was not super high on Lamar Jackson coming into this season, fewest interceptions for anyone who qualifies at quarterback. And that 3rd-and-17 throw last week, I just got to eat it, man. He's playing great, and they're going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know about that. I do think 6-1 is a great play for MVP for Lamar Jackson. Spaghetti, how say you?
I believe I said last week that Baltimore Los Angeles had a chance to be the game of the week. I think you could probably argue it was. I think this will be another good game here. I'm actually shocked that Trevor Lawrence played last week with that ankle sprain here. I wonder if it's going to still linger, but I think he'll keep this one close. Have the Ravens winning 27-23. If you want a player prop, no number on this yet. Odell Beckham, I mean, he's back in the limelight. His last three games, 23 targets, 247 receiving yards, averaging 21.5 yards per catch. That's pretty crazy. So I like his over receiving yards in this one. He's Eljax's new favorite target.
Eagles are headed. Oh, by the way, Brady Lemieux likes the birdies there by more than three. Eagles are headed to Seattle on Monday night for their toughest game left on the schedule. Hawks need it to improve their playoff hopes, but Philly needs it too if they want to get that number one seed in the NFC. Here, Brady Lemieux wants to show you guys. Take a look here. Niners have the top spot right now with that Ravens game in week 16 looming large for both teams. And America's alleged team has a real tough road, three road games, plus the Lions in Big D. I say the Niners win out to hold on. I'm curious what you think there, Hench. Real quick, though, let me tell you that the home team, the Hawks, +4 at this time as Geno Smith's availability hangs in the balance. I think he's going to play. I think the Hawks are going to get it by a point. Hench, how say you?
I think, you know, the Eagles are my preseason pick. I'm backing off that with the juggernaut in San Fran. But this week, you know, they've just run into two buzzsaws the last 2 weeks, two teams, not just healthy, but playing at the peak of their powers. As you said, Geno dinged the question mark, and Seattle not in the class of the Niners and the Cowboys. I like the Eagles to get right 34-27.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, similar for me. Eagles 30, Seattle 23. I mean, if it's Drew Lock, he'll keep it close enough, but it seems like Geno Smith probably won't play again. What is surprising, or I think actually most people are kind of realizing this now, the Eagles defense, especially their pass defense, not good. Giving up 29 passing touchdowns, that's second in the NFL right now. So what does that mean? I actually do like DK Metcalf to score here, even if it is Drew Lock at quarterback. Four touchdowns his last two games, and that's versus Dallas and versus San Francisco. So he can get it done versus good games, but again, like Hench said, probably a get right game here for the Eagles.
Brady Lemieux likes the Eagles up to 4. Next, a big December game in Detroit for both teams. Imagine that. It's going to be intense. Okay, maybe not as big as Avs Wings playoff series level intense, but don't be surprised if multiple kneecaps are bitten. The Lions giving 5, total 47.5. I say the Lions win by a single digit. Hench, how say you?
Yeah, I think the Lions win, but they don't seem like a team that should be giving 5 to anybody at this point. I have them winning 27-24. And I have to say, as somebody who dragged him pretty aggressively, the Broncos get in the playoffs. Sean Payton's got to be coach of the year. I don't know how you talk to your team after you give up 70, but that was a ship that I did not think could be righted. And Russell Hustle Bustle is playing pretty well. 23 touchdown passes. I think they keep it close, but man, Jared Goff kind of playing for his season now. I think he squeaks it out 27-24.
Spaghetti.
I don't even need the points. I am taking the Broncos outright here. The Broncos are going like this, and the Lions are going like this. I have the Broncos winning 25-23.
Spaghetti pointed up and then down.
Well, this is a YouTube show. They'll see me. Don't worry.
He's inspired by Tommy DeVito. He's Pesci in Goodfellas. This guy's over here. What do you want from me? Go ahead, Spaghetti.
Russ isn't what he used to be with the gaudy numbers, the 300+, three touchdowns, but he's, you know, a better version of a game manager, and I think he's finally having a rapport with the receivers, especially Cortland Sutton. Have him over 56.5 receiving yards, -115. Lions pass D, not great. Four games in a row for Sutton to go over that mark, 7 total on the year. Again, Broncos, they're going to win this game outright. The Lions are really fading fast.
All right,
listening to Giants fans celebrate Kadarius Toney ruining the Chiefs season, more likely to catch the football. Cortland Sutton with one hand or Kadarius Toney with two?
I mean, it's Cortland Sutton. I'm actually just shocked that Toney never even went on social media to complain about it. So I guess good for him. He's learning.
And now a quick break. We don't have time for the jive, fellas. I'm putting my foot like Kadarius Toney does over the line. I'm putting mine on the gas. We got to get through these Saturday games. Vikes, Bungles, Queen City, two teams, a combined 0-7 in the Super Bowl, both trying to get into pro football's big stage, named those playoffs with two understudies in the leading roles, Nick Mullins vs. Jake Browning, with last month's breakout star Josh Dobbs waiting in the wings. Bungles -3.5, total 39. I say since he wins, again, I'm playing that single digit angle though. Hench, how say you?
I like the Bengals to win and cover. Jake Browning, now that he has enough attempts, is the second highest rated quarterback in the NFL, which Josh Dobbs probably was 2 weeks into his Minnesota tenure. It's so confusing. Why does Josh Dobbs get worse the more time he has with the playbook? And I don't think that's going to happen to Jake Browning, but maybe it will. But
since he's a rocket scientist, this is what we celebrate. And yet he gets worse the more of the playbook he learns. Confusing.
It's so bad. He's going to watch Nick Mullins lose to the Bengals by 5.
Okay, Spaghetti.
I have the Bengals winning 23-18 in the battle of the backup quarterback versus the traded backups backup. Jake Browning over 1.5 touchdown passes. That's +108, plus money. Take that. Why? 87 pass attempts last three games. The Bengals are getting more comfortable with him throwing the football. He's also getting more comfortable. Two touchdown passes last week versus Indy. If there was a guy, not Tommy DeVito, in the Brock Purdy mold of who could be good in the NFL that was kind of unheralded, Jake Browning left his Pac-12 career as like the all-time passing leader for that conference. That's no longer. He's a guy I think that actually carved out a career in the NFL. So Bengals win this game.
Okay. Brady Lemieux likes a Cincy up to 4. And let's round it out. Steelers at Colts. Talk about backup QBs. This is another one of those. It's also the Tony Dungy Bowl. Cover your eyes, Peyton, because this one's going to be played in the town where these two teams played that wacky divisional round game back in '05, where Bettis fumbled at the goal line and Nick Harbor would have returned it for a touchdown, but the QB tackled him and then Mike Vanderjagt missed a field goal that would have forced OT. What kind of liquored up idiot kicker would wear number 13 anyway? Ponder that at a later date. The Colts are giving 2.5. The total is 42. You know what I think the final score is? Pittsburgh 13-12. Hench, how say you?
Well, first of all, have the Steelers played a team whose season week one starting quarterback played? I think they're going to run the table. I think they're going to play 17 games against guys who did not start the season at quarterback. Here's another one against Minshew. I think the Steelers win 23-17. I don't think Trubisky, as terrible as he was on Thursday against the Pats, is that big a drop off from Pickett. And I just know, much like my crappy fantasy team, the Steelers are going to the playoffs. Nothing can stop it.
Well, Trubisky must have learned at the knee of Josh Allen, as Spaghetti mentioned, with all the interceptions, because that is the major difference between Trubisky and Pickett. The backup guy who's in there now keeps turning the ball over. Spaghetti, how say you?
I guess I have a bit of Minshew mania here. I'm going Colts 21-17 in a close one and a tight one. I think Gardner brings that team in late in the game to win it. I like him over 233.5 pass yards. It's minus 117, down to three games in a row, five times this year. I think game script will kind of force him to keep passing the ball because the defense, the Steelers defense, will keep them in the game here. But an ugly victory for the Colts, and sorry, Sheck.
All right, listen.
Time check.
That's it.
We're done. Shout out to Kirsten and everybody at Omaha who keeps cutting this up for us. That's it for week 15. We'll talk to you after that and before week 16. Meantime, good luck with your bets. Good luck in your fantasy playoffs, unless you're playing my team. And with that, thanks, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.